They were the wives of the world's most wanted terrorists. And now for the first time, we're seeing images of Osama bin Laden's widows and children currently under house detention in Pakistan. Our senior international correspondent, Nick Robertson, is in London. He's got new video of the notorious family. Nick, when you first saw this video and you were there in Abbottabad, all of our viewers remember, what jumped out at you?
Well, the fact that the women, the mothers of these children, seem more intent on praying than they are paying attention to their children. One of them is reading a Quran, and a child seems to come up to her, want some attention, and she indicates for it to move away. Kept in very, very Spartan conditions there by the Pakistani authorities, the children have some toys. The interior minister has said that he even gave them a television in that house where they were being held before the trial. But this appears to be very, very conservative women. They're covered head to toe. This is exactly what you would expect the type of woman to be married to Osama bin Laden, somebody who would have stuck out had they set foot outside that compound in Abbottabad, Wolf.
Has anyone given anyone a really good explanation for that? Because a lot of experts doubt the Pakistani line, although when I spoke to Peter Bergen last week, he's not convinced they necessarily knew.
Well, certainly some Pakistanis would have known, but what level were they inside the intelligence services, or were they even anything to do with the intelligence services? That's impossible for us to make a judgment, and there certainly are people, or would have been people right after 9/11, who would have been sympathetic to Osama bin Laden in Pakistan. But the bottom line is we don't have a concrete answer on that, Wolf.